Chlafta Ishka Hanina Oime. Chlafta has the following Yisoid, one long Yisoid, run-on sentence. First, let's see it. Asara Shiyashin Raiskim Divay Toyo Shkina Bineim. 10 people who are sitting in Raiskim Divay Toyo, Shkina is there. Shkina Bineim. So if we count him in, we see from Ravina that he could count the Shkina in, so we have him in. Doesn't work for davening, but works at that. Shenema, Elokim Nitzav Ba'adras Kel. Elokim Nitzav Ba'adras Kel. We have an Eidah, so the Baruch Shalom is a Nitzav. Nitzav Olav. We have by the Olavs, by the Vim, it's a Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos Hashchina, which can have ramifications up to the levels of Ruach. And Torah, brings active participation. Nitzav Ladaskel. Umanayin Afilu Hamisha. That's 10. What about 5? So 5 also. Shinema Regodosai. Algodosai Al Eretz Yisodo. Agad is 5. At the this pasuk is particularly difficult. You have to see exactly what. So, Igud is 5. It's a big discussion in the Rishonim that Igud is 5, but is Igud actually 3? There's even therefore different gears in this Mishnah, and they switch it around because of that. But we'll see, we'll take it to this gear as the one that. The Eretz was Yusod on the union of Igud, which is taken now as 5, and that's supposed to teach us that the Shekhinah is shorted by 5 also. How about 3? Shenema. So where does it say 3? So Elohim is a Bezdin, and a Bezdin can be 3. So when you have a Bezdin, so that tells us 3. Umanayin Shafilu Shnayim. How do you know even 2? Shenema Oz Nidabu Yiru Hashem Yishal Yeyu Ve'Yachshu Hashem Ve'Yishma. So Yiru Hashem Yishal Yeyu is 2. Ve'Yachshu Hashem Ve'Yishma. So we have our 2. Umanayin Afilu Shafilu Yachal. Even 1. Shenema. That's about as much as I understand. Okay. Questions? Anybody have questions?
Yes.
Yes, questions.
So, what's the difference between all of these? Why is if 10 is better than 1, why? Why not just have 1? What do you need a minimum? I mean, is there any chashivas for one or the other? That's the basic question that jumps off. No?
And why go from 10 to 5?
2? 10? There are a few problems, basic problems. I'm going
to take a few other issues. It's as Nidabra Yiru Hashem Yishu Re'ehu implies only a certain kind of person is meant to be in the treasurement in the first place. And as Nidabra Yiru Hashem Yishu Re'ehu, right, tells us about people learning Torah. And that's a certain type of person learning Torah to be.
So we would see the mission the other way around. We would say, in this mission it says that anybody who's learning Torah, at least during the time he's learning Torah, qualifies for the title of Yiru Hashem. That's what the Mishnah says. But you're right, that's a very big chiddush. Correct? It doesn't mean only the Yiru Hashem, those are the ones who get it. The Mishnah says any two go into this pasuk. So, that's true. That's true. That's something that's in other places as well. But you're true, that's a little bit of a side point to the main. The main point of the mission is difficult enough. So if we can get through that, it'd be really nice. And I have a few more. A few more difficulties. It wasn't all that long ago that we had a similar mission.
Divrei Torah too.
Yeah. In Mishnah Gimel, the Tanim ben Tadjan, this was Ish Kfar Hanina. No, it was Hanina ben Tadjan. Hanina ben Gzira Shavan. And then he told us a similar statement at the end of the Mishnah, even brought one of the same sukkah. But in his Mishnah it says, Shnaim Shiyeshim Neim B'Neim Divrei Torah, there is a Moshe Leitzim, in the positive, right? We learned about that a little bit. And in the positive, like our Mishnah, Shnaim Shiyehoyu Yoshim Reiskim Divrei Torah, which is very similar, it's not identical language. So Shchina Shuri B'Neim, Shnema, so for the two it's the same pasuk. Over there, we brought it at a greater length than it does by us, but that not necessarily can be, we can be indicted back. Very often, Chazal bring the first few words of a pasuk and they mean the end of the pasuk. Because they assume the people knew Tanakh. It's just the people knew Tanakh before they learned Mishnah. And you can't be medayik which words are brought necessarily, so we can't stack our hats on that too much. But in the and on for one, they're different possible. Menayin shafir echad sheyeshiv ha'sevitaya shekosh boruch hukorei lo yischar harbe. Well, you probably the two questions have to answer one after the other. He asked a different question and gave a different answer. He asked, how do we know that by one, kovir leischar harbe? Here, the one is together in the same list of all, menayin this, menayin that, menayin five, three, one. Menayin shafil echad, on the same status, on the same basic framework. And there he has a little bit of difference of language. We learned it then. There's a difference, that Mishnah is called to teach us a difference between two and one. And there he brings a different pasuk. Shenema Yoshev Vodav Yidon, Yinotel Olav, that's a union of Schar. And here he brings a different pasuk. Chomokho Shaske Shmi Avarech Rasticho. The Chomokho that we need to know what that Mishnah is talking about, what this Mishnah is talking about. There wouldn't be enough confusion. We also have a Gemara in Brachos that's extremely similar and very different. Amar Rav Yitzchok. No one Brachos that wrong. Amar Rav Yitzchok. You know, you really imagine you won't know. Shabbat Rabin Bar of Ado Amar Rav Yitzchok. Menayin Shakosh Bohu Motsu Yuvesi Knesses. Nine shakosh boh mostly basic messes. Shenema, Arakim Yitzhak Daskel. That's the pasuk that Amish brings for starters. Umenayin was Roshim Espalin Shishkinaminayim. Shenema, Arakim Yitzhak Daskel. Same pasuk again. Umenayin was Shloisha. Oops, what happened to five? Left five. Down to three. Umenayin was Shloisha. Shiyoshin Bedin. Shishchina b'neim, shenema b'kerav elokim yushpoit. So we have the same pasuk. Five is gone, three is here. But there's another change here that instead of saying here that menayin shafilu shloisha, going back on sheyosim reiskin b'toyah, in our Mishnah there it says that they did a different operation. They were doing in din, which is more directly to the pasuk. Right? We got, you know, when there's a Mishnah that's so close to the Gemara, you think that the Gemara would like bring the Mishnah or something. It's like the Gemara started all on his own. Very, very good job copying the mission and just changing a few words. And, doesn't seem right. Doesn't seem right. But the more it continues, and we'll have to see what the more says there, because how it does apply, does not apply to our mission. We want to ask a few questions and answers. If even one qualifies, then why do you have to teach me two? Just teach me one, and I'll know two. And certainly three and ten.
Well, that's the answer already before. Because the shkhar changes. Not just how habit and the shkhar is there.
That's what we said over there when I had two different questions and two different answers.
And we have five.
But we have the same question, just different psukim. Right? So here the Gemara asks the question. And then we'll get an answer. Trey mi boy. Gemara answers, Trey michtavon melayu b'seifa zichrenes. Chad loy michtavon melayu b'seifa zichrenes. There's a difference in the pasuk that we bring for two, which is actually the same pasuk, same as the other mission. That screener you have by both, but by two, it's written down. What they speak is written down in the sefer. We spoke about that sefer then. Doesn't get written down. Agav, the Gaon says, very interesting. You know what Zefer Zechonis is talking about, the Gaon says? So it's two people learn, they remember. One person learned, I don't know. I should say that. Sefer Zechonis. As you remember. That's an interesting chapter in the day. Agav, okay, two, so one, the screen of the name, but no Sefer Zechonis. Two, so that's enough two. So tell me two. I have to tell me three. Gimachad afilu trei klasim poi. So I have to tell me three. Now the same Adina Shlomo ba'almahu or Yosef Shechina. You would think that Din, you know, Din is to make Shalom. So that's, there's no Shechina in that. Kemashmalon, the Din Enami Hainutai. To teach us that Yishim B'din is also Torah, and therefore it goes into three have Shechina. So this the Chiddush over here, the three, is that the three that are Yishim B'din, the Chiddush is the Yishim B'din. The Chiddush is a few classes, so everybody. So we have to have 10 for. Asora kodma shchina ve'osio klosa adiyas. 10, shchina gets there first. And 3, he gets there second. After the 3 comes, then the shchina comes. And 10, the shchina gets there first. Two dots. That's it. Totally. That's it. Almost finished. Right? Now we're finished. First, we know that all of the questions that the Gemara asks are going to have to go back to our Mishnah also. Some of the answers are not applicable. For example, the main one that the Gemara asks, which you can't just translate the answer over to our Mishnah, is that three, it says that the Chiddush of three is Din. That's because it's talking about Yeshiva B'din, but our Mishnah is not talking about Yeshiva B'din. Our Mishnah is talking about Umanayin, the same thing, Shavuos Kum B'Torah. So when we have the question, the more it validates the question, the answer is not there. And five, since the Gemara didn't have five, so it didn't have the question, didn't have the answer. So we have three questions. What's the question, what's the answer, and why did, if there is such a thing as pious, why did the Gemara not have five? There's another one that really bothers me terribly. There are actually 10 numbers between 0 and 10. That's what they're talking about. So, 1, 2, 3, 5 are there. 4, why 4 is not there? We have some background on that. Let's see why 4 is not there. That doesn't bother me so much. The one that bothers me the most is 7. That really upsets me. 6, 8, and 9 are all derivatives of either 7 or 10 or 3. But the one that has a mind miyuchad la'atzma of the numbers that really, if you're giving me the whole work down, you have a whole parak, which we're almost there, it's only another two problems from now, that deals with this series of 10, 7, and 4. And here, it seems that we're trying to get the whole formalization over here. And like, if it would be 10, 7, 5, 3, 2, 1, I would be a lot happier. But the Mishnah obviously wouldn't be. And the Gemara said 1, 2, 3, 5, we don't need 7, no, 7, 10. So what's going on over here? So, like usual, I have to say that I really don't know all the answers. But we're going to tell you a little bit on each other. Let's look at it. So we have to try. We have to see if we can do. And we almost have a meaning. So he knows the answers. Rosh knows the answers. And if it be Zoyche, then maybe a day, Biyachad, we'll learn the Mishnah, we'll be able to get to some understanding. Alright, where we start? Is there enough questions to get us? They're not choked yet. If you're totally choked, then it's one of the rules that we learn, that if you're lost, because he has so many questions that brought you into total confusion, ask a few more questions. Right? And usually the point is, well, it starts getting so impossible that you'll start saying, it's got to be somewhere in this direction.
What's the rationale of that?
A valid question is an indicator of which way to look for the answer. Because it gives an indication of where your mistake is or where's your lack of knowledge, or it indicates where there's a weakness in your understanding, in your logic, where you can go over it five times and you don't feel the weakness, but the question pushes you up against it and then you can feel the weakness break through and get to the sunlight. So the questions are Shailas Koch and Chatzi Tshuva. If we didn't succeed yet, so it could be that some of our questions don't qualify for Shailas Koch. So first you don't succeed, try again, that's one of the basic rules. And second of all, it could be that the difficulty of the issue is such that you need, it's like banging through a wall. You have to bang and bang and bang. And you can bang 50 times and it doesn't seem like anything's happening. But when you bang the 51st time and the whole thing starts falling apart, then you see that you were really getting someplace with all 51st bangs. So questions are like that. Questions are power tools to break down walls. Now this mission is obviously, it's written in Swedish and Mirayov language, and that's obviously not. I don't know, there is a pshat. If you take out the pshats, for example, Billionaire, so there's barely nothing that he has to teach us here. He has very, very little, almost nothing. On 10, he says, Vein Eidah Pusim Yasser. It's also a quote from the Gemara Brachos. On a Gula, he gives us a little bit of a hint. He says, you know, where does it say in a Gula 5? Hayad nikris agudo, sheish b'chomesh atzmois. So it gives us a hint, it's a directional, something there. That five, something to work with, and that's what hands are made for. Benayin afu shloisha, ve'ein bezdin pochus m'shloisha. So why you the pasuk is valid for shloisha. And then in Afilu Echad, so then he has this grand wrap-up that is really supposed to clarify everything to us. Can hear that? He says as follows: V'im Afilu Echad Yesh Lo Yischar, if even one. This is very familiar. It sounds very, very close to the Gemara. To watch how he... You have to watch the Rishonim. They're very... You have to be careful. You have to watch the Gemaras they're coming from. Even if one gets schar, familiar question, you know, package deal. If one has schar, so then obviously more than that, 2, 3, 5, 10 have schar. So what's the Mishnah telling us? So I'm just reading the words, right? They say, you can't complain to me, I didn't do anything. Elo Otsaloma, it's going to tell us. Retain the whole echot schar harbe lefisha himr habi. Sadly, like that? Cute. What do you want to do? Mazze. And then now I'm right with Mishnah Ches, and it goes on like that. I'd rather you don't say anything. I mean, you're supposed to explain something. So, really, it's just telling us one nekuda. I want to ask a question. Is 6 get more schar than 5? How about 8 get more schar than 5? If you'll tell me that this is something that the Moor says, something, you see that he's coming from the Gemara, as far as the Gemara's question. And what kind of answer is that? What's he for? So 12 is more than 10, and 15 is more than 12. And 6, 7 is more than 5. There's no doubt about it. The fact that in a dream, ma'atim ha'isim es ha-mitzvus, ra'abim sho'is es ha-mitzvus, then every ribui, is that.
Yeah, but you can say that 6 is b'chol 10, 5 is not b'chol 10. So therefore I have to come and tell you 5.
And ribui kamuti, ribui kamuti, I'm talking about more people, so every more is more. Every more is, previous are coming up, they know, every more is more, every call counts, right? Nobody goes to waste. He doesn't add up to a whole mandate, right? Every more is more. But you're right, this point is, maybe this opinion is maybe going to give us an inkling. Okay, but more. If one did it, then you would speak. So you wouldn't take such words seriously and say somebody's trying to cop out on us. Tried to fool us. He doesn't want to bother getting involved. So here, I'll give you a cover-all answer. I don't go on to the next mission. I'd fire that Rebbe. I wouldn't keep him. But this is a billion speaking. I know he's a very serious man. And if he gives us an answer like that, then we have to think about it again. What did he tell us? Clearly, without any shum suffix, that when you're talking about Ribui Kamuti, the quantitative increase, then every more is more. If a person learns 7 daf, it's more than they learn 6, and if they learn 12 daf, it's more than they learn 10. And there's no particular significance to any particular number that he learns. More is more, less and less. More hours is more hours, and less hours is less hours. And more people is more people, and less people is less people. And there's no specific significance to any particular number. Yes,
when it comes to tefillah.
Yes, sir.
So we have a limud that Kodesh Baruch Hu is a different relationship between Kodesh Baruch Hu and the limud of 10 in tefillah as compared to the relationship between Kodesh Baruch Hu and the individual davening. Now, so at 9, there are 9 individuals davening. The minute of 10 is there, then that becomes a minyan. Kodesh Baruch Hu deals with that differently. 11 is already a minyan. So that there quantitatively, 11 may not mean.
How about 9 and 8?
I'm saying so 9, 8, 7.
And 5.
Even 1.
So what's
there's a difference when it comes. I'm just saying in this thing in the tefillah.
But they tell me ribui. So you're just trying to tell me ribui of numbers. So there's no significance of any numbers. So you want to tell me 10 is something special for sure, 10 is something special, right? So but that is, what kind of does it? What kind of list is this? 1, 3, 5, 10, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 4. Right? Nothing more out of that. What?
So this Indian is with the Indian of U.S. Committee of Torah. I'm just saying in the Indian, I was just asking, basically making a statement on what the Rav is saying, in the quantitative, in the Indian of Tefillah, 9 are still 9 Dafki.
In that list over there, right, we have 1, 2, 3, and 10.
Right.
Or 5. Okay. So, Vagai, that's the difference between that Gemara. All the differences between that Gemara and that Mishnah are in what you're saying. That Gemara is talking about starts the sugi of Tefillah. We have to see why Din gets into the list of Tefillah. When in the Chiddush is that Tefillah is also, that Din is also Torah. So that's a Tefillah sugi. And our Mishnah before is talking about Eis Kol Torah. Fine, that's true. But right now, during our Mishnah, we're going to ask the valid question of the Gemara. More ask these questions. They give us this coverall answer that we
spoke out that by 1, 3, 5, and 10 there's a certain concept of shlemus where the 3 fixes up the 2 and the 5 fixes up the 4 by bringing the opposing forces together, and so those numbers are all comparable there. I don't know what 7 is because I wasn't around when we started 7, but I wasn't around for 1, 3, 5, and 10, and they share a particular kind of showing concept. So maybe that's particular specific to this Mishnah, that this thing is what brings the Shekhinah, the presence of some kind of shlemus that takes the illusory negative forces and positive forces and brings them together and creates that bond.
But that's what makes it so painful, that 7 right here.
Well, 7 is one of those also.
He was a big one.
I wasn't here for 7.
Just Shavuos. What's Shavuos? Shavuos is having 7s.
Mm-hmm.
And then 50. Okay. Day after Shavuos, 7th one. Oops. Bye. Over there, there's no 7 here. There's no 7 here. So, yeah, you get to share the one, the good one. Then you have 7.
It's 5 sevens.
Yeah.
This is your example.
What I'm saying is, 7 is a big number in Klai, so Kol HaShev is Kadosh Shemim. Kol HaShev is Kadosh Shemim. No 7 too. Yeah. Alright, let's take a step here. I just want to finish the point for Ben Yehuda. Is it here? But I also want to have to learn something. If you learn the Ben Yehuda the way we speak, so we just have to say that this is a cop-out and say, well, why are you wasting my time and bother, right? That's not an answer. Tell me, oh, well, all the rest of them are just telling you more is more. No, you should not accept such a thing for anybody. That's not acceptable. That's ridiculous. Right? And you see from the Gemara, it's not acceptable. The Gemara goes through each one of them. You can't get the Gemara goes through each one, you just give me this cover all because, well, you didn't have time. Right? That's not acceptable. But it's a union. The union doesn't give an acceptable answer. So you say this. That if you give your basic understandings proper respect, and you also give the people that you're talking to, people that you're learning proper respect, you'll get the answers. Right? The answer that it reads on the surface is totally unacceptable. Right? You have to use words like shtuyot or something to describe it. So I understand that that's like, that. I'm sorry, it cannot be. And if there's no other possibility, we're going to have to cross it out, because this is not something that a Rishon can say. But he's just telling you, cop out from the Gemara, the Gemara goes through each one of them, right? And I'll give you this cover-all answer. One is good, and more is the merrier, the more the merrier, and it's telling you it's the more the merrier. And that's no, sorry, it's not accepted. Right? But the Rishon doesn't say shtiyot. And he did say that, so that's going to be... So there are two choices. Either we say we don't know, and we go back to it. That's a very, very good possibility. But since that, I don't know. What? That's coming out. Sometimes it's very, very, very high level. Do you have to say, I just don't know? But we can try. We have to try. That's what we're doing. So let's try. Cool. The pshat. Cool. Without the if we totally don't accept the possibility of then the Mishnah starts taking on some shape. Benjamin gave us the Maftech. He gave out a key here. And he said very clearly, it's just that you have to listen. He says that we're dealing with a Mishnah that gives a list of numbers of particular significance, and he wants to give us the one common denominator factor that should open us to us what the sugi is of these different numbers. What he tells us an answer that doesn't seem to fit. More than Miriam. So, put the Mishnah together with the Rabbein Yehuda. You know? The Mishnah is telling us particular numbers, and the Mishnah, the Rabbein Yehuda seems to tell us that the Inyan is more, and the Mishnah tells us, no, it's not more, it's particular numbers, significance. And the Biyah tells us that it's more. You have to go back and forth for that enough times until you get together in your head, and you realize that Benio is telling us a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush, which needs to be mafteich in the Mishnah. I don't know all the answers, but we can try.
Maybe it's more quality.
Rather quality. In other words, Rebo, yes, sir.
Why saying more? The Mishnah starts
going to be
sending more.
Well, the Gemara taught us to do that. The Rebbe is based on the Gemara. The Gemara starts with saying, if you tell me a Chiddush 10, and how about maybe. It's like a person, makes an offer. I'll sell to you for 10. Tell you what, 5 is enough. Tell you what, 2 is enough. 1 is enough. If 1 is enough, don't forget about the rest. Now 1 is enough. So the rest was just previous havaminas. But it's gone now. So that's why the Mishnah, that's what the Gemara does that, the same thing in this similar structure. He says if 1 is enough, then why do you have to tell me more? And it gives us a chiddush for each one. So really, then it says that our Mishnah is different than the Gemara. And I can give you one Mafteach, which you're then going to have to go back and apply yourself in promise to all the work. He just gave us the Mafteach. He says that the answer is that there are quantitative mores and qualitative mores. You can call it that way, which is not sufficient yet, but it's getting us a little closer. That there are mores that are only more because they're more, and there are mores that are more for particular reasons. So he's given us this direction. But that's it. He stops. He put a period there, and it says ches, and goes on to the next Mishnah. I was really seriously considering following the suit. That's it. If he didn't... I really start. Let's try to get some Seder. Let's understand. We're trying to find some type of a hierarchy like this. Of mores that are particular to these numbers, qualitative mores, that relate particularly to being Isaac with the Vaitaya, and a corresponding type of a substructure that we have in the Gemara that's talking about Tefillah, which has 1, 2, 3, and 10, no 5. And 7, not there, not here. So, that's what we have to try to explain. on that. This really requires us to go into things that are beyond our scope, beyond our capabilities. We've done things like that in the past, so we'll do the best we can. Where should we start? Let's start with 10. The mission starts with 10. You ask the question. Fitushin start from 1, 2, 3, 5, 10. But the mission started from 10. So let's start from 10 and work our way down, and then maybe we'll be able to go back up the ladder and see the union of each one. 10. The mission tells us, starts with 10. Asura Shiyushin Oiskudivita Yashkini Vinayam Shunem Alukim Mitzvah Vidaske. This pasuk, the more it tells us, the significance of this pasuk is for three things. We have put together the Mishnah and the Gemara, and we find that this pasuk is referring to three things. A Beit Knesset, a minyan for davening, and 10 people getting together to learn. The Gemara also tells us in the answers that the significance of 10 over 3, for example, is that Asura Kodma Shechina V'Osya Tlosa Adiyas. This is a race. What's the difference who gets there first? Or what significance there? What is that coming to teach us? What do we hear from that? That the Shechina gets there first. If you make up a minion, so the center is never the Rebbein Shlom. He's only there first. In a mezuzah, he comes second. And immediately he comes first. So what significance is there of who comes first and who comes second?
I guess it's like you're walking into his home. It's a whole different, it's a whole different thing in the presence of, it's the entire Makom, even Makom. I don't know exactly what it is. It's not that there's more Shechina. It's full Shechina. He's not coming down to you. You're moving up to him.
Excellent. I think we're getting to the point now where I can stop. I'm picking up these. And we're doing very well. Very good. Vale. The Gemara says in Sukkah and other places that La'ilam lo yordo shechina lamatam el sova. The significance of a sova is that whenever you attain a sova, you're in the Benjamin's realm. To get below a sova, then you're not in the Benjamin's realm. La'ilam lo yordo shechina lamatam el sova. The Rebbein Shalom B'mukoymoy is obviously always there. Right? We can never get there first. That's ridiculous. Where were you when you created the world anyway? You didn't get there first. When you're in the Rebbein Shalom's territory, when you're on his terms, so Vadai is that the possibility is that you can come second. That's a tremendous kiddush. What are you doing there? This is the Rebbein Shlom's place. In one side, this is a bigger kiddush. That the Rebbein Shlom is kavi yochel, kol yochel, and even though lo yod eshkin in the matan masora, Elokim nitzav daskel, and he finds his way how to be nitzav in, not necessarily wrong process, Bekele Rekim Yishboit, the Rebbein Shalom is Nimsa, even by three. So he finds that there are drachim. There's a chiddush, but that we know the Rebbein Shalom is called Yochel. And there's, we split the world between Al-Yoyim and Tachbayim. The one says, Lo'olam lo'y yorda shechina lamatam asor, Lo'olam lo'y olam reisha lamayim asor. So Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, the one says, Levnei Adam. There's asor is the divine point between Al-Yoyim and Tachbayim. And the Rebbein Shalom is very unique in that, that he can overcome that boundary and somehow find a way to join us in our wilderness. There's a chiddush involved in that, but that's a lesser of a chiddush. That's because the Rebbein Shalom is kaviyot.
he doesn't have any of these problems. That's his problem, how he does it, but that he can do it, that it can be done. So we have a cover-all answer for that. The Benishim is a cover-all. He can do whatever he wants. So if we so merit it, the Benishim will find a way how, even though he doesn't go below us, so he's the whole open goes below us. But the other way, when we're talking about on his grounds, the Maila, so that means that we're joining him in his territory. That's a big fish. What are we doing there? What does that mean, B'chol? Doesn't... So we have to remind ourselves some of these sages that we've seen in early Mishnahs here. That's one of the definitions, one of the basic definitions of identity of a person is his mokhin. And a mokhin is the definition on inclusive and exclusive. If this is my mokhin, so that's why I can exist here. This is fitting for me. This is my existence. This is my identity. You can't be here because you're not me, right? Each person, everybody has his own mokhin. Everybody has his own dalai lamas. What? So there's a chidush also, and that is the first chidush of the Mishnah, that the Bereishis gets there first. The way we're understanding the concept of the Bereishis gets there first wasn't a race. It's meaning he got there a little quicker than us, and he got there first. If he gets there first, it's the pshat that he was always there, and the shinui is mitzidein. We go where l'chayr we don't belong. That's his mother, and he's there. He's always there. The chiddush is that we can join him where he always is. That's pshat that he gets there first. We're joining him in his mokhin. So there's a chiddush also that needs this very, very special quality of shleimus called the sod, which is called eidah. That's the pasuk that's brought. Elokim nitzov ba'das kel. And this is not so easy to come by. There are three possibilities that we can overcome the barrier between Royal and Nivra. One is Vamish and Mokai, Beit Knesset. Beit Knesset is Beit Hashem. So Beit Knesset means Beit Hashem. It's a Mokai, by the Beit Hamikdash is called Shekin. The Mishnah Gemara is talking about it's Leinu, Beit Knesset. The Chiddush is even Beit Knesset. It's a Mikdash Ma'at. A Mikdash Ma'at is a Mokai Shelf Kodesh. It's a Mokai Yuchud Loi. But what's the word that we use for our Beis Knesses? Beis Knesses. Knesses is Knesia. It's a mokling where an ingathering, a mokling where Chayasel gets together. We have the Knesses Haktana. Knesses Haktana. Knesses. Beis Knesses. It's a mokling where ingathering of protein. You have problems with something that goes on in my Hebrew? Forget it. Tishkach mitzvah. There are other types of ingatherings also. Called Zov Hitzarua Tommy the Nefesh. All kinds of Knesset Yisrael is the definition, it's the title that Chrysler shears Kaviyoch with the Rebbeinu. Knesset Yisrael is first and foremost the Klal Neshon of Klal Yisrael is called Knesset Yisrael. And one of the complementary names for Shechina in Chazal is Knesset Yisrael. They're so intermingled in the definitions that they borrow, that this is a place where you have a overcoming of the barriers, to the point that the same concept can be applied on both sides of the fence. Knesset Yisrael can mean that is Klal Yisrael,
A Knesset Yisrael can mean that aspect of Shechina that is in this, that special relationship of Klai Yisrael. That explains two of them. The two that are not our mission, although we have to do that first. Right? Knesset Yisrael can take on the form of Beis Knesset, which is the Mokim Hashem, or the Eda, the Minyan. Vadai, in order to attain the quality of Beis Knesset, so the Rishon demands a Minyan to come there. But in a Mokim, where there should not have been a Minyan there for whatever reason, so there is a Minyan of Beis Knesset that's special even for Yochid. But the Beis Knesset and the Eda, the two lines of the Gemara that go one after the other, same pasuk, is because it's exactly the same concept. Elokim nitzav b'adas kel, either mitzad the mokrim or mitzad the eda, which is that quality that enables us to be the mokrim asher es shechina klais. Klais or kasis itself is the mokrim. Ten Yidden have a capability of being wherever they are, a equivalent in some way, stronger form of a Migdash Ma'at that a Migdash is. What is a Migdash? What's a Beis Knesset? Beis Knesset is a Beis Hashem. It's a Mokrim, Chalis. It's a Mokrim where the Shechina finds itself a fitting place, Vitachtein. A Knesset, a Beis Knesset, is a Mokrim, is a Beis Hashem. This Mokrim, Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem, both Nosim, Vnei Adam, with exceptions. Okay? But there are little corners. Ein Lekodesh Baruch Hu Be'olam Ela Dalet Ames. Dala Meshav Halacha, Dala Meshav Tefila. There are little corners of this world, or it's not as many of them, but he retained certain mekoymos, even the tachtonim, which are nikra al shmoi, they are called mekoymos. They are called mekoymos, Beis Knesset. Klai Yisrael has the capability of being the equivalent thereof, outside of the realm of Mokim. Totally unrestricted by Mokim. They can be in the street, they can be in Times Square. Not in Mokim Tumah. Can't be in Times Square. Yeah, Mokim could be Mafkia. But any form of a basic Kisa, doesn't matter. But any place that's not a basic Knesset, but not that that's Mafkia, the capability of Beis Knesset, a meaning gets together anytime, any place, for whatever reason. You have a form of reality, you have a corner of the world which is miracle to the best. That's even without doing anything. That's without doing anything. That's mitzad the eidah, Elohim nitzos v'adaskel. I really shouldn't say that. Let me clarify. Be'etzem, even if they wouldn't do anything, if they would be able to actualize their quality of Eda, the Be'etzem would be there. But if 10 people are together and they're not doing anything, then they have no quality of Eda. And they've been weaker. There's no... The Bermikra 10 Protem standing around here, we don't have an Eder. The two qualitative capabilities of Klai Yisrael functioning as Klai Yisrael in terms of being the Mokum Hashvaras Hashmin in the world, being a portable base Knesset, being a Migdash Ma'at, even other creatures walking around. So in order to bring out this quality of Klai Yisrael into an active functioning way that the Shechina should be there, they have to be actively involved in those qualities that connect Klai Yisrael and the Bereishis. And there are two choices here. Nai Vasora, the Gemara says, Shemispalalim. Vasora Shemispalalim, Sheshkinim Maya. And the Mishnah says, Vasora Sheyoisin Voiskin Vitiv, Divetai, Sheshkinim Bene. On both of them, the Gemara says, that that you understand, Kipshuta, in the base Knesset, that Kubershim gets there first, how are we understanding it? Well, we understand, well, base Knesset, the Bershim's always in the base Knesset. It's his place. And where do you go? The Father was there the whole time. He's always there first. But here, 10 people got together, and they didn't start davening yet. Is the Shekhinah there? The Shekhinah's not there. Now I start davening, Shekhinah there? So who got there first? Obviously, 10 got there first. They got there first, and then they started davening, and then the Shekhinah got there. Right? No. Got it wrong.
They put the Shekhinah.
What? So if they brought the Shekhinah, then they got there first.
No.
Mm. Moses
not.
It's not. The Moses, the Shekhinah got there first. Okay. Not only the big Knesset. By 10. So what we understood, I told you, I started with the Knesset, because they would understand it simple.
But I brought the Shekhinah in.
But what do we understand? What does it mean 10? 10 means, what do we understand? What does it mean that the Bereshit was there first? So on Beis Knesset, we understand it. That's his mokka. He was always there, right? But in 10, there were 10 people got together. But on the Tefillin, whatever, it's like, hello, good morning, Baruch Shekhinah. Baruch Shema, Shekhinah. So they brought the Shekhinah, because they started davening. Got together, Pepsi, Baruch Shekhinah. Right? Started learning Shekhinah. So we brought the Shekhinah. So then the Seder is, 10 got together, davening, then the Shekhinah, so they got there first. That's not true. The Moses is not there.
It's far that they haven't gotten there. However we're going to work it out, in some way they have not actually gotten there until after davening started.
Who's there?
Whoever the people are, even though they physically made it there, they have not somehow gotten there until after the davening started.
Right. So what do
they work it out? I don't know.
So physically they were there.
Right.
And the element of the Shekhinah being there was always there. But when they started to feel it, that's when they actualized the Shekhinah.
Yeah. Actualized. We actualized.
That's it. They actualized through the Tefillah.
Let's clarify. When the base classes, we understand it. It's simple, right? So we have to get the same idea. When 10 people are sitting around in the street, and then they decide to start saying Kiddush Levana. Stop it. That's Tefillah also. Right? They get together in the mountain somewhere, and they decide time to have mincha. So until they start davening mincha, no Shekhinah. When they started davening mincha, then they got to the Shekhinah's mokka.
Right.
All right. I just want to clarify it, because I don't understand it so clearly yet. All right. So here we find this...
We changed places when we started davening.
Not I, but what's the place?
It's called Shkrochu's place.
What's it called?
It's Makom.
What's it called?
It's called the Shkin.
What else is it called?
I have a concept, and I have it formulated. I have the idea.
Yeah.
I'll speak around because I don't have the Nekuda. In some manner, by starting to daven, right? By starting to daven, the Shekhinah initially, in some way, kicks in first. Then the group's essence changes, so they have arrived. Right? Be their neshama, their mind, their soul, something of themselves was not actually present, and only made it there once the davening started kicking in. The Shekhinah made it, and then that came in. I don't know what I don't have a word for that.
I'll give you a word. Elokim Nitzav Badas Kel. This is the pasuk. That's what it's there. Right? The word is Edom. This was Kerak's point. So it's Kol Edom Kulam Kedeshim. He's correct. He just made some other mistakes. Right? Edom is Kedesh. Eidah is a davar mufdo. Whoever will have Eidah, that's the quality of 10. 10, because we learn from the Magen, but let's also hear why we learn from the Rebbe Chovah, from 10 creates a time frame mokhang, not time frame, a person frame mokhang called Ada. Wherever there's an Ada is a base kinesis. The 10 start dominating, then they are an Ada. An Ada is where the variation is always. I'll explain it. The Gemara says that Chatos HaTzibur Ein HaMesis. Why? Because it's Tzibur Ein HaMesis. Tzibur Ein HaMesis? What do you mean Tzibur Ein HaMesis? I go to the neighborhood basic forest, and you'll find last generation, the generation before. All the people of the last generation, they're all in the two generations, they're all in the basic forest, we hope. We hope they got there. Right? The people are supposed to be dead 300 years ago, okay? That's getting personal. 300 years ago, they didn't die. We are in the family. The individual people, this stuff here, that's not the Ada. The Ada is Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael is the same Klai Yisrael that the Tzibur, the Ada, the Ovaris, with the Shoshim of the Ada. The first Ada was Klai Yisrael that came out of Mitzrayim. But Knesset Yisrael is a Metzias Ruchni. Shortened continuation of the Ovaris, that's the little crowns. I won't get into it. But Klai Yisrael is one existence. It's not there was an old Klai Yisrael and there's a new Klai Yisrael. The same Klai Yisrael is going through the generations, going through the places, going through history, going through time, space. There's one unit called Klai Yisrael. There are places in Nevi'im and Chazal that's described as a woman, that's described as a Metzius called Klai Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael is a Metzius, it's a Tzibur, and it doesn't die. It's replaced its verification in this world from different individuals that go through the generation. But the Rebbeinu Shalom, just like he has a Mokhan called the Beis Knesset, where he's always there, so he has a Mokhan called Knesset Yisrael, which always exists, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is always there. The Rebbeinu Shalom was there the whole time. When we're, as individuals, we don't have the capability of activating that we are now the representation, not the representation in symbolic. We are the actualization of that exists. So if here, we'll take this cup and we'll say that this is the symbolized verse right now, the Shekhinah. When 10 people come, then the Shekhinah is here and they're walking around. Right? So the Bnei Hashem is there, Shekhinah is there, right? But they're not there, they're around. When they raise their level outside of the mundane existence into the level of tefillah or Torah, then they take on the quality of an Ada. There's a third way of doing it, but that's not highly advisable. It's called Ada Harila, that we learned from, right? That's another way of coming to a special quality in the negative form. The Miraculum, also called an Ada Harila. Let's leave that. That's not the two positive ways of being the present moment representation, but not symbolic. Actualization. Oh, the same Klai Yisrael exists throughout the generations. I am now Klai Yisrael. I'm miniature Klai Yisrael, Chelek Klai Yisrael. I'm miniaturized form. Just like the base of Mikdash Al HaOretz, the Mishka. Is a miniaturized mock of a Rebbeinu Shalom. Well, what does it mean that 20 hours this way, 30 hours that way? What does it have to do with Rebbeinu Shalom? So Rebbeinu Shalom told us, he told Rebbeinu Shalom, Ben HaMokim HaShem HaKhoishim. Rebbeinu Shalom has ways of doing that kind of thing that you can work on miniature form. The same cosmos thing and the same thing in the miniature, that's what you have in the Mishkan you have in Shemai. So the same thing that you have in a Mishkan, a Mikdash Ma'at, you have in Knesset Yisrael. To actualize that, you have to be involved in the essence of Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael has two main defining realities. that puts it in this type of relationship, that intimate relationship called Mikdash, that relationship called Mishkan, the Mokam Knesset Yisrael, can be actualized through Tefillah or through Torah. These are the two kaychas. Of the three Amudim, you can do it only through these two.
You can do it during the time of Amud.
What's that?
You can do it that's it.
No. It's not the same.
That's
a different way. It was either doing a mere choice in the mitzvahs, or a choice in the
mitzvahs.
And in that union, there's no difference. 12 is better than 10. Yes, but it's not a difference of being Shechina there and not Shechina there, because
right.
It's...
You don't have that, because you have to have that.
Then you're just talking about a better presentation of Shechina. Better Knesset Yisrael, okay? Finally, there's Rebuyim, there's Milus. But we're talking about here, Be'etzem, that we're going from
transition
from one place to another. We transist from Olam Hazeh, right, to Mekom Rishon HaKadosh Baruch Hu by either going into his Mokom, his Knesset, or going into our higher definition of Knesset Yisrael through the combined koyach of a minyan, being Isaac in either Torah or Tevilah. First, we're just getting structured. If we'll do that, we've done a lot. Then we have to go back and explain all these things. But first, let's get the facts straight. So, we started with 10, and we have an understanding of something. We have a minimal structure of the concept that we have over here, that 10, the difference between 10 and everything else, is that 10 is Knesset, Minyan, and a Minyan either being Isaac in Torah or in Tefillah, can get us into the Mishum's territory. We join him in his thing, we have an explanation. The way that we do that is that that's the quality of Knesset Yisrael. We become the present moment representation, not representation, but actualization of Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael, we don't, not Mechadish Knesset Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael is there the whole time. That we attain that quality of being the bearers of that Mitzvah called Knesset Yisrael, that we can attain, we need Minyan, being Isaac in either Torah or Tefillah. Gemilas Chasadim is not good. Gemilas Chasadim is not good. And Bekitzer, why not? Is for the reason that we're talking right now. If we divide up the directionals in a way a person is Oivid, so Torah and Tefillah in general terms are up and down, right? The relationship between Binomo and Mokka and Mokka. These are the places where the person comes in connect, direct contact with the Bnei Yisrael, and that's the sugi that we're learning now. Gemilas Chasadim is a different mahalach completely. The direction is not towards the Bnei Yisrael, now to the one under you. You're being just like you're being, as it were, a shliach of the Bnei Yisrael, a representative, just like the Bnei Yisrael. Mahu rachum afata rachum. Mahu oyim chesed yibonek. That we, the Bnei Yisrael, does chesed with his nevuim, so we have a right as Chelek HaKamu Ma'al to do whatever he does.
Right.
And therefore responsibility. I call it a right because that's a higher word. Right. What are we doing? Who are you mocking? Mahu hafata. Mahu hafata is like the chimpanzee. Right. I go like this and he goes like this. So that's a nice thing for a joke, right? But that's not a serious business. Gemilas Chasadim, it's not, it's B'davka Nara Sugya, I don't go into it too much. I just wanted to explain, because that's a different process. That's not the relationship to the Bnei Yisrael. That is because we have such a quality of a relation to the Bnei Yisrael, we have the capabilities of functioning as a miniature Bnei Yisrael Kiddilu, and being Zechir Shotzim. We are the makor to be going with chesed somebody else. Who am I? Really, I'm the makor. I give stuff. Joke. I give. Who am I? The Bnei Yisrael gives. He has. What do I have? No, I have. I can give. And I don't want to. No, the capability of going and be mashpia on others in all forms. chesed kashmi ruchni ben amim ben nashim, like it says in ben luguf or ben amunik, and also selling the capability of your mashpia chesed. That's a different direction. It's the direction on down. You stand on the up, and you here we're in the receiving. Torah and tefillah, the Rebbeinu Shalom and us are the relationship that we're talking about. In Gemilas Chasadim, we and the receiver that we're being going with the chesed to, is the relationship that is what we're talking about. And that's not the Zohar Mishnah. So that's why out of three, there's only two here, because that's the two that are fitting for the process of the Mishnah. Okay, so we have an inkling, we have something to work with on 10.5. Let's skip. Let's go to 3. Why? Why should I go to 3 first? Because it's supposed to what's clearer. Work not kind of covered. Both the Gemara and the Mishnah dealt with 3. Right? 5, we have to explain why it's in the Mishnah and not in the Gemara. 7, we have to explain why it's not in the Mishnah or the Gemara. But 3 is in both. And 3 is in both in 2 forms. Same pasuk. 2 subjects. The Gemara says 3 is 3 Shiyoshim Bidin, which actually is the pasuk, the Pshutay of the pasuk that the Gemara is talking about. The Mishnah uses 3 for Torah. The Chiddush of 3 over 2 so the Gemara gives us an answer that only applies to the Gemara and not to the Mishnah. The Gemara says, you know, we're talking about 3, we're doing Din. You would think that Din is only Shalom, and that doesn't qualify for Shalom in the words that we just explained before. Shalom is the one of the basic definitions. You can give it as one of the mainstays of the concept of Gemilas Chasadim. One of the Yisoides, Ikir Yisoides, Gemilas Chasadim, is to be Mashpira. Chesed. Every bracha has 2 parts. In Chumash, in many places, Chumash and Rashi, there's Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. And you have to have the bracha, that's the chesed, and then you have to have the shmira, the sholem, that makes it worthwhile. Otherwise, the lo shaveh. Right? The kli, ain kli, amaksa, toyo, it's the sholem. The capability of making Mel Chasodim a worthwhile activity, a meaningful activity, a permanent activity, is that it requires chesed and package with shalom. So we hear that too. We hear why the havamina is unacceptable. Right? If what din is being isaac in is shalom, right, so then it wouldn't qualify for the sugi that we're talking about here. So 2 questions that we have to deal with is, okay, that's good for the Gemara. The Gemara says, so that's the Chiddush of 3. But the Mishnah says it anyway, and it's talking about Torah directly. And L'chayra, this would be a kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara is telling me, you know why it says 3 and not 2? So tell you, Din is also Torah. Here, I'll show you that that's not the reason, because here the Mishnah says 3 and not 2, and it's not telling that. It's going to be a different reason. If there's going to be a different reason, so I think more say it. So, 3. The other significant, let's try to keep the continuum. This reason why I skipped to 3. The Mishnah told us before, the Gemara told us before, that in 10, the Shekhinah comes first, and in 3, you have to come there first. What we explained, we started explaining, let's just explain the other half. What does that mean, if you're going to get to this? It wasn't until now. But the Shekhinah is not here. It comes here. So Vadai, yes. And Vadai, yes. That's without going into greater depth, without going into a dvarim that are in the room, shvarim does poshrit, vaday that there are chilukim chaymas, and shemayim shemayim lashem, rohats los los nei odom, shemayim is mekayim, ayay mekayim kavayla, in this place that's not called mekayim, it's called mokam ha'odom, for example, and even the tachtoinim is called mokam yuchodis, that's mokam, like in Beis HaMikdash, like Beis HaKnesses. And there's a chiddush here. There are three. We'll start with what we were three. Three have a capability of bringing Shechina outside of its place into our place. It's not the same level. When you join the Shechina on his terms, Moshe, when you go to the Beis HaMelech, so then the Merucha is in all of its total strength, quality, it's all of its glory. When the Melech, for some reason, has to leave outside of its realm and to step aside from its proper Mahalach and knock on your door and ask you to let you in, let him in. Melech let Melech in. So the Melech is the same Melech, Radai. But the Malchus is not the same. You married in the Melech, it's the same Melech. But the Hiskalos, the level of the glory of Malchus that you have in such a form is a whole different story. When you go to the Melech, then the Malchus is the Gadlusa. When the Melech comes to you, the biggest Kiddush is that it can happen B'chlal. But if it does, it's silly not to say. It's a miniaturized, totally different form of Shechina that can come to us. Shechina in particular is that description of the Rabbi Mishlo that has this capability, that has this expression, we'll call it, and it goes very, very far. Shechin Isan the Toth Tumosa, it says. Shechinah v'galusa. Shechinah can go to Golos. Go to Pavel. Go to America. Well, you're not swimming in America. It can happen. It has happened. It's the only reason our car fills there. Shechinah can go. So the Gemara tells us that man has the capability of creating the circumstance where the Shechina can come to man's mokka. And the Gemara tells us that there's only one way to do that. There's only one koyach way to do that. Before we had three. We had Beis Knesses, we had Tefila, we had Beis Knesses, we had Eidra B'Tefila, and we had Eidra B'Tayah. In three, there's only one chest. Only three. Even something that is primarily not tire. When a person is Isaac Gedin, the Gemara tells us here in Brothers, there is a Havamina that it doesn't qualify. Because the mainstay activity on the surface, the purpose, the quality of definition of the activity of Din, is to make sure, is to set Seder, and cause that the Zakai should be Zakai and the Chai should be Chai. That's a Mahalat Nusasodah. That's the Sholem process that's necessary to make Chesed valid, to make Chesed a worthwhile quality. So it doesn't qualify. What? So therefore, they wouldn't qualify. They wouldn't qualify. Huh? They wouldn't qualify. Sichel b'teilu shal tamidu b'chon. It's sich in Talmud. What? Let me clarify to you something. I'll give you a motion. There are many places in Torah, in Halacha, where a person has to be involved in a different activity using the Brit, for example, Brichos Kohanim, you have any Kohanim here? Well, they have to use Pesukim of the Torah. They have to say, V'echecha Hashem Yishmeach of Pesukim of the Torah. What are they doing? They're learning Torah? Are they giving a brach? If a Kohen Chas V'Shalom makes a mistake, thinking that he's saying over a Pesuk, and he wasn't Yitzhak, because he didn't say a brach. Necessary. You have to say that I'm saying a bracha that the Baruch Hashem should bench Christ. Yishmeach. Yevama. A Yevama, cool. A Yevama has to get up and say, and the people have to say, Beis Chalut Zahal. All things are psukim. And by Saita, after you, what's the person doing? The woman's getting up when she's saying over psukim, she's not yet. She has to tell Bezdin that this guy doesn't want to be miyabim me. That's what she's got to say. But there's a special halacha that she got to do it in the process of time. Tamir Chachorin have a capability of being so entrenched with Torah that people who see her betelish at Tamir Chachorin see him Talmud. That the Olim on the Itzachayim of the Tamil Chachamim, even the Sikha Batela of Tamil Chachamim is Tayyah. You go into the Vitayah Chachamim. But it's not the Vitayah Sikha Batela. The Talmud is learning that Sikha Batela has to say Birkha Tayyah before he hears the Sikha Batela. But the Sikha Batela. They're allowed to do it when they know they're going to the halachas. When you're allowed to, when you're not allowed to. There's no halachas. There's no halachas in Sikha B'Teil also, otherwise it would be a steering definition. It was meant to Sikha B'Teil or something like that. There'd be no halachas in Sikha B'Teil and you couldn't then do it to Milachom, then they wouldn't have Sikha B'Teil. To me, it's a little kach. I'm not going into Sikha B'Teil. I'll go home with him. What are you doing now? You're not going to be basic. Building Milachom. But the ways of the Sikha B'Teilah, it's just that it doesn't help them. Tamil Chacham, even when they try to say Sikha B'Teilah, still Torah comes flying out on the sides. It's sad. Tamil Chacham is cooler Torah, so even when he talks politics, it's all Torah. But not everybody learns Torah as a Tamil Chacham. But anybody who's a Tamil Chacham, so is Sikha B'Teilah itself Talmud. But that doesn't make it Torah. So it's a very special thing, a very special activity. You have to be doing it. If you've been the Meisah, you said the Apostle, the Kohen says the Brach, you have a Shmach, it's not going to be a single thing. You know, you can revoke a Kaisan, and it's a Sessay, a lot. Kedusha, a Brach, a Kvalda, a Vach, it's not going to be a single thing. But it is the victory, and it has to be no until you die in two seasons. That's what he said, he's saying Apostle. And you know, Lula the Mitzvah, Lula the other thing, it's Terry, isn't it? That's the question, what activity am I doing? What words are coming out? What am I doing now? So Isik Terry is a special activity. In Din, they are Isik in Din. And the Havim is more, it's not a mistake. It's not that we didn't understand, we thought that they were being Isik in Shalom, Kamash, Mon, they are being Isik in Terry. They are being Isaac and Shalom, that's what Din is. That's its role. And that's the reason why Tayyu could go in Altai, the Din they have. The Mitzugan, it's one of the Shulmits in the Melech. They, by them, the Havamina is the end. Because when they are Isaac and Din, it's Shalom. Stop, full stop. The Kiddush of the Gemara is that Din is also Tayyu. To see the language of the Gemara. The Dina Nami Haini Teir. The Din is also Teir. The question that we're... we'll stop here. This... Not a few minutes. Just not to stop our mission in the middle of the middle. the middle of the middle of the beginning. Yeah, exactly. Let's get some handle on three. The Mishnah, the Gemara asks a question and gives an answer. The Mishnah, the Chari, the same question applies, no answer. The Gemara's answer wouldn't apply. The way I understand the Gemara is that the Gemara is not ignoring the Mishnah, the Gemara is explaining that by three, this sugya is a sugya of tefillah, but not type. The Gemara is explaining that from three, you have to get back into this Mishnah. The only way to attain this capability of bringing the Rebbeinu Shlomo into our terms is through Torah. And we'll end, this is a Mefurish Chazal, and you do it with a Chazal. The beginning of Truma. That is exactly what happened after Kabbal Sotera, our Kabbal Sotera, Yom Kippur, that Luchashnius, was the opinion of Mishka, Pashas Truma. Pashas Truma, the first Rashi explains, Moshe, Medrash Rabbah on the Mokon. A marshal for a melech had a bas yechida. Melech had a bas yechida. It came time to marry him off, found the right person, married her off, and everyone wanted to take her home. So the melech said, "Rifoi shem melech, not to be by her, I can't exist. I tell you not to go, I can't. It's your wife." It's a good shvuah. It's not like nowadays. I'll tell you what to do. I can't tell you not to go. That's your way. I can ask you a favor. The Ansh Teyler Kase Kitei Necho Bishfi. Wherever you go in your Mokoyim, let's just hear the words. Right? Where you go in your Mokoyim, create the capability that I should join you there. And that's what Mishkan is all about. Ramban in the Yikr explains. It's the only way to understand this measure. I mean, that's what Mishkan is about, Korbonis. So you have to, it's a void, tefillah. So Ramban saying, maybe it's a mistake. The side of Mishkan is Hemshech of HaSinai. But if there's going to be Chatayim or Klai, so I'm not going to be up to the Madriga of HaSinai, we're talking now about 40 years. So it's going to be, so you're not going to be able to continue. So there's a process of Korbonis in the Mikdash that enable the constant kirva and kapara to enable that the more tenichatoyan that there may be, still that the Shekhinah should be able to be there and that there should be a continuum of the matan Torah. Rabban explains it at the beginning of the Yikra. But here in this Medrash is clear like that. The foolish like that. The Rebbeinu Shlomo gave us yesterday on Shavuos the matana aliyina she'in kidugmosa, the Torah is a dovah that the Rebbeinu Shlomo cannot part from, but he gave it to us. That means now it's betachtonim and it's megeva halacha ki yedua. So machlok is bezin shel matan, bezin shel ma'ala, halacha ki bezin shel matan. The Rebbeinu Shlomo paskin like us. Rosh Chodesh, when's Rosh Chodesh? Rebbeinu Shlomo has to ask Bezin. Rebbeinu Shlomo has to ask Bezin. That's why he was given all the Bezin. The Malachim come, and they want to set up the courts up there for Rosh Hashanah. When's Rosh Hashanah? So let's ask Rebbeinu Shlomo already, today. Go ask Bezin, I don't know. With the Makash, Makash of Chodesh, Makash of Chodesh. Who owns this sheep? It's the Tate. It's the Adela. Here in Torah, besides all the other Kirchis and Chodos of Torah, but there's one Dover which is intrinsic in the process of Matan Torah that it created the capability of the kesher of the Rebbeinu Shlomo outside of his place as a necessity, as part of reality. The Rosh can't be without Torah. Whoever is third, he's got to come. But he comes second. So he comes second, means he's going out of his mokim and coming to you. Whenever there is a hischachus of the mokim Torah, of a union of Torah, to the Bnei Yisrael. And as the Gemara reads the pasuk, as long as we have an omission, we care of Elokim Yishkol. So why the Gemara reads the pasuk of Din, and tells us that Kiddush, that Din is Torah? So I can hear that makes this pasuk. But to tell me three is Torah, you have to bring me a pasuk with Mishpat. We couldn't find it because there's no psukim, so this, we had to stand for this. This pasuk, the Chayyot, tells us Mishpat, and the Chiddush is that Mishpat, right, is also, B'di'evid will qualify for Torah also. But here the Mishnah is talking about Torah, so you bring me the same pasuk. Bring me a pasuk that directly talks about Torah. Don't bring me the B'di'evid of Mishpat and tell me Mishpat is Torah. Over there, I mean, you want to tell me Mishpat, I hear that, but here you want to tell me Torah.
That's me, Mishpat is a lechachila then.
So this is a question that you'll remind me of next week. So we're going to start from the pasuk that the Gemara brings here from Mishpat. They tell us a chiddush that Mishpat is Torah. So, question number one: what does it mean Mishpat is Torah? Like we explained just a few minutes ago, the fact that today the process of learning Mishpat, they talk every Torah, that doesn't make it the big noise you can take. That's Yerech Hashem Yishmeyach. Chiddush that it is Torah. In our Mishnah, we have another chiddush. That the Lechatchila, the way of expressing the Koyach of three in being Isaac and Torah is Mishpat. That's Chiddush. If it means Din, Din is Prasim HaShalom, that's a chiddush that means Torah. So you go around this way to tell me that Mishpat, that Torah is Mishpat, and what's Mishpat? Oh, well, Mishpat is Torah. But here I'm talking directly about Iskin Pateya. So this should give us an indication of what the idea of three is, what's its particular koyach, and that's what we'll try to start from.